Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and meditation teacher. And most of us struggle with stress and feel overwhelmed when we can't keep up with life's demands. I teach mindfulness and meditation because it helps us find more joy and peace in life. This episode is going to explore how we can stay mindful in the midst of stress. You'll learn effective strategies that will help you respond to stress instead of being emotionally reactive to it. The skills covered in today's show can be used to help you calm the body and mind when stress has become overwhelming. Before we jump into the show, I want to remind you that registration is open for the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course. This course was developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn, and there's over 40 years of research to show how effective this course can be for your health and well-being. It's been shown to be helpful for things like anxiety, depression, sleep, headaches, heart disease, and much, much more. This course will provide you with the skills and resources to develop a mindfulness meditation practice that will provide better health for your mind and body. Also, I've decided to expand my counseling practice located off of Park Road here in Charlotte. I want to help people who are facing stress, anxiety, depression, and trauma, as well as those who are going through life transitions and need some direction and feedback. I provide a safe and supportive, non-judgmental atmosphere where you have an opportunity to process your thoughts and feelings openly. You'll learn effective skills to help improve your mood as well as your relationships. To learn more about the MBSR class or counseling, visit akeenmind.com. You can also schedule an appointment online. However, I'm also happy to speak to you over the phone if you have any questions. My number is listed right there on the site, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Stress is a natural part of life. It's everywhere. Life is often unpredictable, and there's a lot of unwanted moments that occur every day. You run into a traffic jam, you misplace your phone, or you get stuck in an argument that's going nowhere. Stress can bring about negative thoughts and difficult emotions like anger, fear, guilt, shame, and sometimes these experiences may feel so unbearable that you don't know if you should scream, cry, or have a drink. Sometimes under stress, we get carried away by our emotions and lose a sense of balance and perspective. We've all been there before, so you're not alone. Being mindful is having a willingness to see the moment as it is, rather than how we wish the moment would be. Being mindful during stress is about letting go of the thoughts about how it should be different, and attempting to embrace the moment as it is, even if we're embracing a feeling of being angry or overwhelmed. It's important to remember that everything is changing. So no matter how stressful or pleasurable the moment may be, it will change. Just wait. The first step in reducing stress in the midst of chaos is to pause and acknowledge what we're experiencing in the moment. When we can acknowledge what's going on, it helps us see things a little better, maybe a little bit more objectively. It's not about denying or repressing your feelings. It's not about ignoring or pushing the stress away. When we're mindful, we bring awareness to the thoughts and feelings that are occurring without holding on to them too tightly. That's right, we're just allowing our experience to be just as it is, rather than trying to change it. I know, why wouldn't you try to change what is stressful? If what's stressing you out can be fixed in the moment, then by all means, fix the problem. However, if the stressor is something that you cannot fix, like realizing that you forgot to pay a bill on time and that you're going to incur a late fee, or discovering that the traffic that you're sitting in is going to make you late to your next appointment and there's not a faster way, then we have to learn how to be present with the stress that we're feeling. We have to acknowledge what is here, which is the first step. And then the second step is to take some deep breaths and exhale slowly. Breathing deeply in this way helps to turn on the relaxation response in our bodies. But sometimes you may be so consumed with stress that you could barely take a deep breath. If this is the case, it will likely be a good idea to take a time out and walk outside if possible. Once you're outside, you can use the skill of grounding to bring you into the present moment. So just look around and notice 5 things that you can see, like the sky, clouds, trees, plants, the grass. Then 4 things that you could touch, like the tree, grass, your skin, clothing. 3 things that you can hear, birds, wind, people talking, and then 2 things that you can smell, perhaps a mint or a flower, and finally 1 thing that you can taste. The 5 senses are all doorways that lead to the same room. The room is awareness, awareness of what's occurring in this present moment. But stress may be pulling you into a story about the future or the past. Using the senses can help ground us back into the present moment. So once we're grounded again, then we can begin to use that second step of deep conscious breath. And you can even take one right now. Take a deep breath in, and then slowly allow the breath to release, watching the body let go, let be. Just notice how you feel after taking 1 deep conscious breath. Another effective strategy is to go for a mindful walk. As you walk, notice each step. Notice your body move through space and see how present you can be with the sensations in your body as you're walking. You can think of it as putting your mind in your feet. If you're able to, take off your socks and shoes and walk in the grass. Really feel the earth beneath your feet. With each step, you may want to slow it down and see if this has an impact on how you're relating to the present moment. Once we've calmed down enough to really be present, then we can begin to acknowledge what's happening in the moment in a more objective manner. Seeing things more clearly. Sometimes if there's a lot of energy in the body when we're feeling stressed, walking or some kind of exercise can be a great form of stress relief. The third step is to observe mindfully what is going on in the moment. Mindful observation is about inviting yourself to take a step back and notice how your body is feeling and notice the thoughts that are on the mind. Notice what emotions are occurring and imagine that all of these experiences are like clouds or weather patterns coming and going in the sky. Mindful observation is about giving ourselves permission to let go of trying to fix or solve anything and be a witness to this experience so that we can become more familiar with what the brain likes to do with these different stressful events. If we can respond in a non-reactive manner, we can begin to see things much more objectively. This ability for us to pause and observe is a skill that can be strengthened over time. Neuroscience says that what fires together wires together in the brain. And this habit is no different. What we practice grows stronger. This practice helps us get away from reacting mindlessly and allowing our emotions to rule and puts us back at the driver's seat, allowing our awareness to deepen and to make better choices and decisions. And while it can still allow us to make better decisions, it is not a cure-all. It does take regular work and effort. Another way to illustrate how the mind and body react to stress is to imagine that I have a mason jar full of water and glitter. If there is a lot of stress, our minds look like a jar of glitter that's been shaken up and the thoughts are swirling all around. And if I hold that jar of glitter that's been shaken up and down in front of you, you can't see through the jar, right? And that's kind of the same way we feel when we're really stressed and our thoughts are swirling around. We become emotionally reactive. We can't really see things clearly. But if we take that jar and we set it down and allow it to be still, eventually all the glitter will settle to the bottom of the jar. And then you can see right through the jar. But the glitter's not gone. Just like your thoughts have not disappeared. When you're mindful, you're just able to witness them more objectively. You're able to see the beginning of thoughts, the beginning of emotions. You notice the impulses to react and respond at different times. When our minds get so busy, sometimes it feels like that we just can't think clearly. But if we can remember that pausing and breathing and observing these thoughts come and go mindfully will help us settle down, then we can begin to think clearly again and not be dragged about by our thoughts and feelings. I hope you found this talk helpful today on ways that you can reduce your stress in the midst of difficulty. And I think it's about remembering that most of the time, unless you are in a life or death situation, we can pause. We can take a mindful breath. We can take a time out. We can walk away. We can choose to pause so that we become more objective about what's happening. Sometimes if it's a difficult conversation and we can't control what the other person is saying or we can't get a word in edgewise, maybe what we can do is pause and notice the breath come in and out. Maybe we can send thoughts and feelings to ourselves of loving kindness as a way to ease or soften the difficulty that we're facing. And I would encourage you to be creative, to find your own way of relating to your stress and being kind to yourself and practicing mindfulness. I would love to hear ways that mindfulness is benefiting you. How does your practice work? How are you mindful in the midst of high levels of stress? Okay, so I think it's important for us to transition now into practicing some meditation. So just allow yourself to take a position that is comfortable, yet alert and awake. You may wish to sit or even lie down. You're invited to allow the eyes to close or soften your gaze. And begin by noticing your body and where it's connected to the surface beneath you. What are you able to feel and detect in the body? Warmth, coolness, tingling. See if you can allow the body to be at ease without forcing. See if you can allow your senses to be awake, noticing sensation, touch, temperature. Notice how the sensations in the body change. Notice listening. Observe breathing, watching the breath flow in and out. Notice the very beginning of the in-breath. Notice the very beginning of the out-breath. Now just follow the breath, noticing the beginning, the middle, the end of the in-breath. Noticing the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. Paying close and curious attention to breathing. noticing where the mind goes when it doesn't want to be present with breathing, whether or not it goes to thinking, emotions, images in the mind. Observe what arises and then gently, kindly, yet firmly invite your attention to come back to the breath again and again. You're invited to let go of striving to make anything special happen, to let go of any striving for perfection or doing this right. See if you can allow the mind and body to just be as they are, to simply invite attention to stay with breathing, but to notice when it's not with breathing, and to open to this experience. Notice what's here and come back again to breathing this moment, this breath. Remembering that you can always begin again. Every moment, every breath is an opportunity to be present. On your next in-breath, breathe in deeply enough so that the belly expands as you breathe in, and watch the body fill with air and aliveness. And then as you let go of the breath, see if you can allow the body to relax, to let go. If there's tightness or tension that remains, just let this float in your awareness. There's nothing to do about it. And then again, on the next in-breath, take a deep breath, filling the chest, the lungs, the belly, and then releasing the breath slowly, softly, letting go, letting be. And then letting the breath resume a natural rhythm. Watching the breath flow in and out, not needing to adjust or modify the breath in any way, but to simply sit back as a witness, seeing if you can be the awareness that's watching the breath flow in and out. Where can you detect the breath most easily? The nostrils, back of the throat, the chest, the belly. Just listen to and follow this breath. You're invited now to be aware of the body as a whole, from the top of the head all the way down to the bottoms of the feet, noticing what you can. Warmth, coolness, tingling, vibration, changing sensations, watching the body expand as you breathe in and let go as you breathe out. Seeing how present you can be with this experience of sitting or lying and breathing and noticing this alive body. If possible, see if you can have gratitude for the life that's right here, for this body, for this breath, for this moment. You're invited to bring to mind what's brought you here for practice, what really matters to you, what's important. To be happy, to have peace of mind, to feel strong, confident, free. Think about what area of your life you're looking for things to shift for you in. Maybe it's understanding that you need more sleep, more exercise, more meditation, better hydration. What is it that really matters to you in your life? And why is it important that there's a shift in this area of your life? What would life be like if you were able to make a positive shift? Envision how you may feel. Envision your life after making some of these changes. What would you be doing? How would you be connecting with others and yourself? How may that look and feel? And if nothing arises, just notice. There's no right or wrong experiences. We're just practicing awareness of this moment, noticing what comes up when these questions are asked, and letting it all be as it is. As you're invited to come back to breathing, this breath, this moment, this being alive. Considering that this present moment is all we ever really have. Being mindful of breathing. Noticing when the mind produces thoughts, when the body experiences emotions, laying out a welcome mat for our experiences, and then riding the waves of the breath, watching them flow in and flow out. You're invited now to take a few more breaths from this space right here, following the breath in and out. Now you're invited to bring your awareness back to the space around you as the meditation comes to a close. Allowing the eyes to open. Noticing how the body and mind feel in this moment. Is the quality of your attention and awareness any different than when we first began? Just notice, there are no right or wrong experiences for you to have. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate your support, your comments, your ratings. Please let me know if you have any questions, any comments that you would like to share. You can always follow me on social media. There'll be links to my social media accounts in the show notes. Take care. Until next time.